And so farewell audio boom. I still find it hard saying audio boom. It's audio boo. Always been audio boo. Signing off with my final boo. Peeved off that audio boom now is going to a subscription only model. So £9.99 a month, which is a bit of a whack, I must say. If it was, I don't know, £1.99 perhaps, I might have considered it. If not for my personal account, then certainly for the ones I use in schools. Is it still 79 pence for an iTunes download? You know, it's those kind of fixed prices that just seem more about right in the scale of things for the modern interweb. But £9.99 is an awful lot. So Audio Boo, which it must always be referred to, was a lot of fun. It was fantastic when it first launched with Mark Rock. It was a genuine game changer, really, for people that are out there wanting to capture audio live and then release it. And then, of course, as with everything, these wonderful, simplistic, modern interweb tools get manipulated and extra functionality is built on that's not really quite necessary. And you find that the actual simplistic beauty of pressing a record button, delivering some thoughts, and then sharing it, became a whole level of different scales to try and negotiate to get the content out there. And as ever, commercialism took place and the platform became more about big business or certainly professional podcasters, which brings us around to the £9.99, which I'm certainly not going to pay. So I've been spending the past day or so working out how to extract my 627, I think it is, now 628 pieces of audio for my personal account. I'm fine with the school content. What I've done, I've literally just banged them into an RSS file, into iTunes. iTunes has then got them sucked out of the Audio Boo silo. But my personal account's got, around 600 plus, and iTunes only takes 400 max downloads. But I have a man, a very, very friendly man on Twitter, who apparently has got some hack, some tool, who's going to help me to try and release all of my audio. And I went through it last night. I was just going through some of the titles and the names. I didn't play them, always find that too embarrassing. But yeah, it's quite a piece of my own social history going back for the past 7-8 years or so of places that I've been to and then capturing there and then on the spot what took place, which really, was the beauty of Audio Boo, and I miss doing that. I've been thinking of using Anchor. I think I'll use Anchor certainly in a professional way. Again, reservations that it's gone from being very, very easy to use to being this absolute beast of stations and segments and then podcasts. I just want to record audio of kids saying nice things at school and then embedding it on a website. No such thing for free, I get that. But yeah, farewell Audio Boo. You were good fun. I don't think I'll miss you in your current capacity.